This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, Doc. This is why I don't think... It's not that I lack athletic ability. It just, I think I could skate. I really don't have a problem ice skating. Ice skating is not too hard for me. But the reason why I can't play hockey is, I don't know if you guys watched the one goal made with Marc-Andre Fleury, who is, I mean, a god when it comes to hockey. I mean, dang, the Golden Knights with a 6-4 win with game one for the Stanley Cup final against the Washington Capitals. Fantastic game. But there was one goal that accidentally, right, Marc-Andre Fleury made when the puck kind of bounced off him in a way or went under his legs and into the goal, and it almost looked like his tushy knocked it in. Now, many of you guys have seen my butt, right? I mean, it is not, let's say, what clothing industry heads would call petite. So, my big worry is sitting there as a goalie, because I would probably be a goalie. As a female, I've never been a petite, slender. I've always been more athletic build or curvy. And so, if I was playing hockey, the coach would probably say, all right, Dahlia, you're going to be goalie. You're built like a goalie. You're about the size of the goal. Do that. And I'd be like, excuse me. It's very, very interesting. I don't really know how a lot of women's teams do it. I know how guys' teams do it. But women, you know, we take insults a little differently. Guys, they don't care. They get themselves insulted all the time. Guys take insults and they don't care because they don't think any of them are true. Yet we women are different. Okay, we read into everything. Well, that coach made me goalie. Why did he make me goalie? Well, he said so. You're big. No, like big in terms of like star power big, or big in terms of my butt. I think you meant your butt. Now, you know what? I don't want to read into things. I need to find out. Let's ask again. We need to set something up. I need to figure out how. That's how women do. Women will not ask a man directly what they think, because we know we're not going to get the right answer. I do this all the time. All right, honey, what do you think of this? Oh, that's okay. Honey, am I getting fat? Nope. Honey, do you see that I'm losing weight? Yep. My husband has pre-programmed answers. People at work I work with. I'm like, all right, do you think I'm doing good? Is this a good job? Yep. Do I need to do anything different? Nope. You sure? Nope. And you don't get any answers. So a woman is forced to get their answer subliminally. You know, people get really, really mad at women for not being direct and, you know, always trying to, you know, peel or, you know, aspirate information, you know, from other people in non-direct ways. Well, this is why. We don't believe what you tell us. Okay? We don't, you know. Are you ever going to cheat on me? No. Do you love me? Yes. And how many times has that turned out not to be true? So, it's not our fault. Don't be so surprised. When we try to get data, acquire our data from other sources, so we will recruit other people. Well, if I can't get a straight answer out of him, maybe you can. Well, how do you want me to do that? Ask him what his favorite color is. Well, why would I do that? What does that tell you? Well, because when we were on a date, he asked me what my favorite color was, and I told him my favorite color was blue. And if he comes up with anything other than blue or orange, which I think is the opposite of blue, then we know he doesn't love me. But if he says blue, he loves me. Oh, okay. I'll go do that. Hey, Dirk.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
I don't know. Fuchsia. Not sure what to make of that one. You sure it's not blue? What do you mean? Just say blue, please. All right, I guess blue. Good.
He said blue.
He did.
You see, I mean, this is how our life is. This is the world that I live in when I am trying to acquire data to figure out what the hell is going on. And I don't think it's very fair for you to judge us women when we try to, I don't know, pull out the truth. Now, in jobs, that's very difficult. Very, very difficult because we women always feel like we're in competition. Women, just in nature, are as competitive in the animal kingdom as men. You know, they say, well, men have to compete. You know, they have to look flashy. They have to peacock because they have to get the mate. All right? But some of these women, we look at second order and go, whoa, 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 wait a second here, okay? Remember that article came out saying women don't like guys with flashy cars? I mean, they in terms of marriage material. Women have to think second order and go, well, wait a second here, okay? He is hot. He is peacocking. And boy, does he have some nice looking feathers. Real long, robust feathers. And so he may be a fantastic mate in the short term. But what about long term? Other women may like his feathers or be attracted to his feathers. And if they look younger and prettier and more spry than I do, I'm out. So we have to think from a competitive level how we win the race. It's slow and steady wins the race. With my husband, man, I mean, I tried to lunge after him hard and I was like, no. No lunging, no pouncing. All right, let him sow his oats. He's going to need a moo-moo kind of gal later to, you know, make the babies. And that's what he did. Slow and steady wins the race. So going back to hockey, I think we did a damn good job last night, the Golden Knights, hallelujah. But there is no way I could do that. Because if I on national TV had an issue where my butt knocked the puck into the goalie, I would never be able to live that down. I would be embarrassed as heck. Even though Fleury did one hell of a good job, he's like one of the best goalies I've ever seen. This guy rocks. So anyway, just had to say that. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Oh, Lord have mercy. Supreme Court cases coming up. Hillary Clinton looking like she's wearing a back brace or an oversized bulletproof vest. But comedian Tony Arias joins us in the next few minutes. Returns. Join us the next few minutes. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
One headline that's very interesting. Hold on. I'm having some computer issues. Lord have mercy. You know, shows were easier to do when you just had paper and pencil. There was an old time in radio where you could just pull out a paper and pencil. Okay, I apologize for this. We have a Louisiana televangelist who is seeking donations for 50 more... see? Guys fixing radios. I know it's not me. I have been broadcasting a perfect show. Not me. Anyway, seeking donations for a $54 million private jet. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard this happen, where people who are in, let's say, the public eye, are able to accrue donations for their own personal, shall we say, cush, house, or travel, etc. I mean, I would love a Lamborghini, but I'm not going to ask you guys for money. Why would I do that? I want to earn my Lamborghini. Yeah, like marrying up. Anyway, this Louisiana-based televangelist is asking his followers to donate money for a $54 million jet that could, quote, go anywhere in the world in one stop. Jesse Duplantis, 68 years old, a Christian minister based in Destrehan, which is about 25 miles east of New Orleans, says his ministry has paid cash for 3 private jets. Why? He said, you know, I've owned 3 private jets in my life and used them. Again, maybe he typos. I guess he also needs a secretary. And just burn them up for the Lord. What? I don't get that. By buying the Falcon 7X, this will allow him to save money and not pay those exorbitant prices with jet fuel all over the world. People buy this stuff? Why would you do this? I can understand donating money for the kids. You know, maybe donating money for him to have a new wardrobe. But for a plane, buy your own plane. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathan, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So, one of my favorite entertainers and comedians has joined us today to give us commentary on just about anything that's going on right now in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Arias. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Beautiful. I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show and on your air and to breathe your air and to be in the mix of your air. By the way, you look fantastic. You look amazing. I don't know how somebody like you can, I don't know how you put it together so early in the morning, but you look amazing.
I'm in my pajamas, no makeup, but thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, you look fantastic.
All right. So, when I was planning this interview, Tony, I'm like, you are so well-versed on foreign relations. You are so well-versed on politics. You know what? Let's start with Morgan Freeman. All right, so did you used to watch Electric Company?
I did. I watched Electric Company and Sesame Street, and that's how I learned to spell. And I love.
But you can't
and
spell.
And,
yeah, you can't spell. I've seen your text.
I don't know what it is about me and spelling, but as far as Morgan Freeman, I don't know what to make of all this stuff. I mean, I'm happy that people are finally taking a stand on certain issues that have been plaguing this our society forever. I want to make sure that all the facts are correct. And so I'm the last person to start pointing fingers and accusing people until all the facts are in. But yeah, it's unfortunate, but I think it's also healthy for our society. You know, it's kind of like a forest fire that lightning starts. You know, it's devastating, but you know, it creates more better growth and more growth. Does that make any sense?
Oh, perfect, perfect. You know, you brought up Sesame Street, right? Because we used to watch Electric Company and Sesame Street. I don't know if you've seen the new trailer for this Muppet movie. Have you seen that there's this Muppet movie with Melissa McCarthy?
No, I have not. I want to see it, but I have not seen it yet. And the original Muppet movie, it was amazing to have all those older celebrities and stars and movie stars and comedians in the movie. It was just brilliant. And the songs were brilliant.
Oh, I know, like the Over the Rainbow or the...
Yes.
Or the It's Not Easy Being Green. Well, it's interesting because, you know, so I'm watching Deadpool, and, you know, there's these previews coming on, and all of a sudden there's a Muppet preview, and I'm like, oh gosh, not another Muppet movie, because unlike you, I just, you know, being at my age, you know, I'm what, 25 now, I'm just sick of it. But all of a sudden it turns dirty, and we are talking like rated R++. So it's called the Happy Time Murders, and I guess they said, you know, no Sesame, all street. And so for those of us that love Sesame Street, I don't think we should watch this, because you will never be able to look at a Muppet or a puppet again. It's that raunchy.
Wow, I'm a little surprised. I mean, I know nothing about the new movie, but I enjoyed the Muppet television series that came out, I think it was last year, and unfortunately it didn't make it.
No.
And there were some really... The humor there was for both, you know, adults and children, which I think is awesome in general for the Muppets and all their other movies. But I don't know. I haven't seen the trailer, and I haven't I haven't seen the movie. There's a part of me that thinks it's kind of funny, but if that's the case. But there's another part of me that says, it's obviously not intended for children then. I mean,
No, it's not. And my son was in the audience, and I was like, oh, Lord. But let me ask you something. There's been a lot of debate going back to Sesame Street, because I was just a big fan of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So Maria and Luis, I always thought they were going to get together, and then I aged out, and I never found out what happened. Did Maria and Luis hook up?
You know, I have no idea. You know, it's kind of like the Bert and Ernie thing. You know, I never did. I don't know if we ever got to watch them take it to the next level. I'm sure they did behind the scenes.
But
we never got to see it as a public to see. See if they took it to the next level. I have no idea. I always thought that Snuffleupagus was sexy. So hard for me to judge her. I have no idea.
A lot of rumors, man. So there was the Big Bird Snuffleupagus, right? You know, scandal. There was the Mr. Hooper. And I forget who Mr. Hooper, I don't know, Mr. Hooper probably didn't have to hook up with anybody. Oh, Oscar the Grouch. The Mr. Hooper, Oscar the Grouch had this nice, you know, little cove. And I thought to me, you think Snuffleupagus was sexy. I thought Oscar's trash can was sexy. You know, I could just, anytime I want to, hop in there, have perfect privacy with a big furry monster. Sounds good. And then Bert and Ernie. I don't know, Bert and Ernie were really, really close. And I don't know if I'm convinced that they were in love or if they were blood brothers. They never expanded on that, and I kind of wish they did, because, you know, now that I don't watch Sesame Street anymore, I don't know what's going on.
Well, if you watch I Love Lucy, and if you watch Sesame Street, and you'll notice that the bedroom of I Love Lucy and the bedroom of Bert and Ernie, they were almost identical. They each had separate beds, but they shared the same bedroom. So, I mean, they were just literally, and Bert and Ernie's beds were literally inches away, where, you know, I Love Lucy, I think they were just like a foot away. So, I don't know. It's kind of like you wonder how Lucy and Ricky made a baby, if they shared.
You know what? He was Cuban.
They had separate beds.
Woo! He was Cuban. Just anybody singing Babaloo to me, I would be fertile in a second. So,
Ricardo
was so hot.
That's me, too. Being Latin, being Hispanic, ours just kind of jump all over the place. We really don't have to share a bed with somebody. It just, jumps from place to place.
Man, okay, so what else is going on in the news? I've been so busy watching hockey, I have no idea what else is going on.
The hockey is just amazing to me, and everybody's been saying the same thing. And, you know, somebody like myself who's been in Las Vegas for almost 35 years, to go from illegal betting on games to having to legalizing it to legalizing a pot to now having a professional hockey team in Las Vegas. It's just amazing and bizarre at the same time. And it's like saying, wow, wait till we get that new water polo team here in Las Vegas. I mean, to say that hockey is now the thing in Las Vegas is just bizarre. We're in the middle of the desert, and we reach 120 degrees here. Here's the funny thing. As much as I love the team, and as much as I love all the excitement that's taking place, all I can think about when they talk about hockey in Las Vegas are snow cones. That's all I can think about. That's all I want. I've not been to a game yet, and I'm looking forward to going, but I'm hoping that they sell snow cones at least either after the show with all that.
Tony, can you stay on for another segment? I don't want you going yet.
Sure.
Can you stay on? All right, don't go away. Guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
I am pretty. See, why doesn't my husband ever sing a song like that to me? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Actually, guys, that number's not working right now. This has been my fault the whole time. 1-800-259-5791. Try that number. 1-800-259-5791. I was wondering why you guys were so quiet about my, you know, butt story. That kind of hurt my feelings. We are on with comedian and entertainer Tony Arias. Tony, thank you again for staying on the line. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, no, absolutely. I got to have my breakfast and during the commercial break, and fascinating commercials. That was an amazing commercial about road rage. I don't... It was almost kind of funny.
I know. You know what? I've seen you drive. You never get mad. I mean, you're like too nice.
I am too nice, and you're absolutely right, and that's just the way God made me. But I have no idea. I don't understand road rage. I never understood it, and I'm somebody that was born and raised in Southern California, and I don't understand road rage. And when people scream or honk at me or flip me off or something, I wave. I that probably upsets them even more, but I wave, I purposely, and also, I'm a very polite driver. I like to wave to people, period. Like if they let me through or if I let them somebody through and somebody doesn't wave or even say thank you, I'm always the first one to say, hey, thanks a lot. That's, you know, have a nice day or something like that. And, I have to tell you, speaking of that, I was leaving my house the other day and honestly, there was two, Metro police officers parked right in front of the fence to my house, and I thought, oh, so I approached them very gently because I don't want anybody. You know, I'm 6'4", and I'm a big guy. I'm 300 and something pounds, and I don't want somebody to think I'm, you know, coming on to be threatening. And so I said to the gentleman, I said to the officers, and they had the windows down. They were talking to one another, and I said, "Good afternoon, gentlemen." And they said, "Hello, sir." And I said, I don't, you know, it's none of my business what you're doing here, but would you like a bottle of water or something? And he said, well, sir, that's so kind of you, but we're on our way to have lunch. And I said, may I purchase you a pizza? May I order you a pizza?
Because
if it's one thing I want, I would love to have police outside my door all the time and nobody's going to mess with my house. And and they laughed and they said, no, that's so kind of you, but we're really on our way to go have lunch. And so so I think just being kind, period, is helpful
and
better life. Okay,
I don't like
so much anger.
Nah, you know what? Anger's good. Honestly, because I am so sick of stuff. You know, okay, I'm opposite you. I'll wave to people. I'll do that. But I will, under my breath, cuss them out a new one. Except the cops. I love the cops. And I agree with you. Any police officers that, you know, need to be fed, whether it's grapes or, I mean, I will definitely be there to feed police officers. They're so handsome, especially in Metro. For those of you that aren't aware with Las Vegas police officers, they are very, very sexy. They just are, you know, because it's hot and they sweat a little bit and it's just, and they're tan. Very, very sexy.
I don't know why they don't have their own calendar. I would purchase it. They should have their own calendar. The firemen always have theirs. I should have my own calendar now that I think about it.
I would buy it. I would buy it. 6'4". Wow.
Yeah, I'm 6. Well, you know, you were my doctor for years. You know all the nooks and crannies and crevices. I mean, I'm 6'4", and you know, I've lost weight. You know, since I've seen you last.
Yeah, I know. Everybody goes to a new doctor and they get healthier. I just don't get that.
Exactly. Woo, my goodness, my life. I got my life together. As soon as Dr. Dahlia retired from practice, I got my life together. I got my health back, and I got I'm a new person. I really.
Well, you look at you got a show coming up. Tell us about the show that's coming up.
Yes, I'm so excited. I have a new show coming out. It's called To Elvis, Engelbert, and Tom, Thanks for Everything, Tony Arias. And it's just my musical tribute to Elvis Presley and Engelbert and Tom Jones. And, you know, I've been in Vegas for over 30 years, and as an entertainer, those three gentlemen were the musical icons. They were the ones that just inspired me the most. And so I'm not an impersonator by no means. I just like to come and celebrate their music. And so I'm doing a show on Sunday, June 10th at the Starbright Theater in Summerlin. It's a 2 o'clock show in the afternoon, and everybody can find tickets and information, and the tickets are only $20 because I'm just not that big of a celebrity anymore.
The tickets are
$20, and they can get that information at TonyArias.com. That's TonyArias.com. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have a 9-piece band, and we're ready to have some fun. So please come out and enjoy the show.
Oh, gosh, that's excellent. You know, I love that you brought up Elvis. You know, I was watching the Golden Knights game, and apparently there's a group of guys that always dress up as Elvis, and they go to the games. And, you know, people will, you know, equate Vegas with Elvis, and they'll giggle like, oh, look at the Elvises. But I am so proud of our Elvis roots. You know, I understand Boston has the Tea Party and Philadelphia has the first Capitol roots and all that. But for me, having that link to Elvis, I think it's one of the coolest things. I was a huge Elvis fan. I still am. I think his voice, I think his persona was awesome. It's a shame, you know, he left us and the way he left us. But I love that Vegas is associated with Elvis.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. And as a child, as a very, very young child, my grandmother and my dad and I used to babysit me on the weekends, and we would clean house together, and she would play Elvis albums and Engelbert albums and Tom Jones albums. And I just grew up with that, and I'm a huge Elvis fan. And I agree with you that I think sometimes that the making fun of Elvis can get a little wearing on the nerves. However, you know, the best form of flattery is, you know, impersonation and making fun and poking fun. So, you know, I think we have to take the good with the bad, but I totally agree with you. And I'm proud and happy to be, an Elvis, fan and being an Elvis fan from Las Vegas, especially when I travel. And I just love that being that ambassador, if you will, for Las Vegas and for Elvis himself, just the legacy. So,
speaking of
I'm very excited about it.
A top North Korean official, Kim Jong-kol, is headed to the U.S. Do we need to be worried?
Wow. You know, I don't know, and I hope not. By the way, I love Korean food. I really, really do. And
yeah.
I love Korean barbecue. It's one of my favorite
Korean
things
food?
In the world.
Big
and
time.
There's a Korean barbecue place here in town that we go to all the time. And they're just as nice as they can be. It's a family-owned restaurant, and I just love it. So I don't know. I mean, unless they're coming here to hopefully be friendly and negotiate and wave to people on the street and, you know, let them pass through. And as long as they're not coming for road rage,
yeah.
I hope that that's I hope it's good.
I wonder what presents they'll give. I wonder what Trump's going to give him or her. Is that the one that was making fun of Mike Pence? I don't know. Trump is kind of an interesting character, you know. I like the economy,
yeah.
But I don't think he's the worst orator. I don't think he's the best orator. And I just don't know who helps him decide what presents to give. When you have the North Korean leader coming, you want to give him something American. So what would be the most American thing? Something Elvis. Something Dr. Dolly,
yes.
Something Tony Arias. He should give him your jacket, like a signed jacket, your signature jacket. Something like that.
Yes,
I think the North Koreans would love that.
Yes, he should start with giving him my website at TonyArias.com. But you know what's funny is that Kim Jong-un, I don't know if you know this, he actually has a 1977 Lincoln Continental Town Car limousine. So he's got some of the best that America has ever brought, has ever made, and has shipped around the world. And so, I don't know what you give the leader of North Korea, but he could give him one of those coins that that's already been made up.
Or the Art of a Deal book. Maybe he could do that. Well, Tony Arias at TonyArias.com. Thank you for coming on. Can't wait to have you on again. And can't wait to see your show. If I'm back from New York, I'm definitely going to be there throwing underwear at you from the audience.
Please. Oh, God, that'd be lovely because I'm almost out. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Love you, Tony. All right, guys. Don't
love
go away.
Love you too,
right
baby.
1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what?
I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So, you know, we're starting to see some nasty weather patterns. It's a little bit early for hurricane season, but subtropical storm Alberto already packed a punch, and unfortunately, it took out a TV anchor and his photographer. They were killed while reporting on it. They were, from what I understand, in their SUV. They worked for WYFF-TV, Greenville, South Carolina. They were traveling a little before 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the US 176, and a tree fell on their station's vehicle. Now, where they were was near Tyron, North Carolina, about 25 miles northwest of the TV station. He had done an interview with the Mr. McCormick about 10 minutes before we got the call, according to Fire Chief. And we talked a little bit about how he wanted us to stay safe, and I wanted him to stay safe. And unfortunately, then they died 10 minutes later. And McCormick had worked for the ABC affiliate since 2007, and Smelter, actually the names of the individuals is Mike McCormick and photographer Aaron Smelter. They had worked for them for over a decade. And it was just, I believe it was like a three-foot tree whose roots were uprooted, you know, because of the storm water, and unfortunately fell on the car. We'll get more information as this story progresses, but it's a shame. It's really frightening. Now, some news came out today on the death toll of Hurricane Maria, and we are being told that the death toll in Puerto Rico last year from Hurricane Maria nears 5,000. They think 5,000 people might have died in 2017 for reasons either directly or indirectly as a result of Hurricane Maria. So a research team led by scientists at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, they didn't just, you know, count dead bodies, they said. They basically surveyed randomly chosen households and asked the occupants about their experiences. And from that approach, they concluded that between September 20th and December 31st of 2017, there were 4,600 excess deaths, or deaths that would have never occurred in the aftermath if the island hadn't been plunged into this prolonged disaster. And is the estimate exact? No. You know, they kind of calculated and they extrapolated, but they think roughly that many people died that didn't have to in the aftermath of a storm such as this. Now, this study is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. So the research team randomly selected 3,200 households in Puerto Rico, and local scientists surveyed them over the course of 3 weeks in January. And people in those homes reported a total of 38 deaths. Then the scientists extrapolated that finding to the island's total population of 3.4 million to, I guess, estimate the number of deaths. Then the researchers subtracted deaths according to that same period, and they found that the mortality rate had actually jumped 62%, in the 3 months following the storm. So, do we have exact numbers of people who were affected in terms of heart attack or stroke or infection or dehydration or then succumbing to the flu? It's variable. Also, subjective. You know, did somebody die because of the flu or did they die because they were stressed? They weren't living in their own home. They were, you know, subjected to, you know, non-sterile conditions and then they got sick. So what does that mean for you or I? How does this? Well, it means, you know, we really need to take seriously the aftermath and the after repair of hurricanes. You know, one is, you know, we want to be very, very expeditious and diligent about getting people to evacuate. But then you have a displacement of people, and the displacement of people is one of the most dangerous times post-tragedy. Because they're not in their home with their microbiome and, you know, getting their sleep and eating their food and being a part of their routine. And we really underestimate how important routine is. I talk about it on my show all the time, how you'll have, you know, centenarians say, well, the reason why they live till 110 or 117 is because they have their daily routine. They have their egg in the morning. They have their glass of wine at night. They did their daily walk, and they had daily routines. And older individuals like to stick to that routine because, you know, if that routine is working, then hopefully that routine doesn't stop and they don't die. So a lot of people like to keep to their routine. And the stress of not having that routine hurts you. You know, I don't know if they've done studies of people who vacation a lot or people that, you know, live in multiple areas and how that affects their mortality. But we do find an increased risk of heart attacks and stress-induced mortality, getting sick when people travel. Now, is it because they're in a new environment and exposed to new bugs? Yeah, it could be. Absolutely. But a lot of it is they aren't on the regular cycle. Your body likes consistency. It likes predictability.
Now, on the flip side, if I was this nation's doctor, I don't know how that would be or what position that would be, and I'm talking not from a political sense, just if I was all y'all doctor, all right? If I was, I would say we need to make sure you're resilient and we need to make sure you're flexible. I can't stand the fact that if everything is status quo, you'll be fine. I want you tough. I want you to be able to travel to Hawaii or travel to New York and not have to worry about getting sick. So I would want to make sure your resistance is built up. I would want to make sure that you have plan B, C, D, etc. I would want to make sure where you're traveling to is a place where you can get your rest and decent food, etc. And so, you know, I don't like the idea of, all right, as long as everything goes right and the stars are perfectly aligned, you're going to live a long life. No, I want you to be able to live no matter what happens because bad things happen. Earthquakes happen, volcanoes happen, hurricanes happen, in-laws come over and sleep at your house. There are different stressful factors that happen all the time. But when it comes to these, you know, let's say tropical storms, we're expecting more. I think they are expecting anywhere between 4 and 7 major hurricanes this coming season. And Alberto, you know, hurricane season doesn't start until June 1. And here we are, you know, right at the cusp, boom. And so maybe hurricane season's going to extend longer. You know, the water's warming up. The warmer the water, the more tumultuous conditions for there to be hurricanes. And so our FEMA or our government response on how to provide shelter, food, normalcy, daily routines has to be priorities. And I know they are, but I think we forget that the devastation and how much is needed for that. Thank God for the Red Cross. Thank God for a lot of charities out there. But it takes a village, and you know sometimes the government doesn't do enough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let me see. I don't know what I want to talk about next. I apologize. There's a well, we're coming up on the last minutes. Oh, that stinks. All right, so here we go. Want to give congratulations to a Minnesota woman who gives birth 21 hours. I'm sorry, she graduates college 21 hours after giving birth. Apparently, Zainab Abdallah, 26 years old, welcomed her second daughter, Salma, at 8 p.m., but she had to receive her master's diploma in special education the next day. So she left the hospital, and she brought the baby, and she, you know, was there. She was released from her hospital in Minneapolis just in time to attend the 5:30 ceremony. She spent 2 years working towards her degree at the University of St. Thomas. And she said the pregnancy did not make the final stretch before graduation any easier. She runs her own daycare business. And she had moved to the U.S. In 2006 from Syria, according to Fox News. She had early on morning sickness. But for her to give birth and then make it to her graduation, pretty cool. I went back to work 2 days later. I had to work. You know, and as long as I had maxi pads, you could do it. You know, yeah, you worry about infection and you worry about being tired and having bled too much. But I was in a doctor's office, so I could hook myself up to an IV if I needed to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.